49 degrees in Kalamazoo. My name is Jeremy Lawrence. It is 3:07, and you've got 590 WKZO and the Jeremy Lawrence program ready to get underway today. Lots of good stuff. You know what? Michael Loudon is with me as well. Say hi, Michael.
Hi.
You still don't follow instructions. I said, say hi, Michael.
Oh, hi, Michael.
There you go. See, now they're all going, I've heard that joke 100 times. Anyway, what I was going to tell you, Michael, is just before I walked into the studio, something really interesting for our listeners happened.
And what was that?
Well, you know, normally I come in here with some great giveaway stuff. And I still do today, because I've got a little bit later in the program, tickets to that new Disney documentary about bears.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know, that's coming out, I guess it's this weekend it's going to hit theaters. But so I've got some tickets to that to give away later. But just before I walked in this room, I wish I had some, like, you know, hallelujah chorus or something going behind me, because for Tiger fans, this is going to be big. Two tickets to tomorrow's game.
Oh, man.
Somebody had these and said, can we give them away? I was like, yeah. Yeah, we can. So we're going to do that here relatively quickly in the first part of the show, because we want to be able to take care of these. This is for an afternoon game, Tigers and Indians, wrapping up the rather brief two-game series. No, we're not giving them away now. We're not doing it right now, okay? It's not happening just now, but it will be shortly. This is for Tigers and Indians. Happens tomorrow. First pitch, it says, is 1:08. Of course, the broadcast time will be, I believe, 12:40 is what I'm seeing. And like I said, brief two-game series. Was supposed to be a three-game series. They canceled the first game. I guess snow was a problem.
Yes, thank you, Mother Nature, for dumping some snow on us again.
Snow, ice, and problems like that. Fortunately, it's 50 right now. So, you know, that makes a big difference. But we're going to give away these tickets at some point. You know what? This is like a $42 value right here in my hand.
That's a great value.
And, you know, if you've got the time tomorrow, I've got the tickets for you. So at some point, Michael is working up some special, I'd say especially dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia, but I don't know if it's especially dumb, stupid, ridiculous. Might be your garden variety, but he's working on it right now.
I'm coming up with something Tigers related.
There you go. Okay, so that's coming up sometime, the first part of the program. We want to make sure that we do that for you. So if you're wanting to win some Tigers tickets, you know what? Very soon could be your time. If you're wanting to win some tickets to that movie Bears, that's Disney Nature. You know, they've done birds and whales and some other things. Did they do penguins at one point?
I don't believe that was
that
Disney.
Wasn't them.
I think that was
no.
DreamWorks that did March of the Penguins.
Yeah, but Disney has done a couple of these where they've done, you know, follow around, done like the animal documentary thing. This one follows a family of bears in Alaska. And from the preview, I was just waiting on Sarah Palin to stick her head around the screen. Hi! just expect to see that.
Is there going to be a narrator in the movie?
That's my understanding, yeah. John C. Reilly, I believe.
John C. Reilly, okay.
Yeah, so he's going to be a part of that one. I've got tickets to that. That one is going to be at Celebration Cinema in Portage. So we've got tickets for that a little bit later in the program, if you're thinking about that one. Also, sports-related, we've got a sports-related video of the day. You know, they always make such a big deal out of any golf tournament on television. You know, the pageantry, and they've got all the different things. And, you know, the guy talking, oh, he just didn't hit that. He's not going to be happy with that one. Whatever it is, you know. But what if they handled mini golf the exact same way? What would that look like? Wonder no more. It's on our blog site, WKZO.com. Go down to towards the bottom, beneath the news section. There's a blog section, and you'll be able to check it out there. The Mini Masters Golf Tournament, which, I mean, there's an awful lot of chuckles in this one. This video is worth watching at least twice.
It was a really good video to watch.
It was. I particularly liked the hole with the Golden Gate Bridge on it. That was one of my favorites.
My favorite one was when Mark Leishman putted it in the water through one of those tubes. He was supposed to, you know, pick one of the tubes, and he picked the wrong one, and it made that Mario sound, and it's in the water.
Of course. So you just got to check it out, WKZO.com, or it's on our Facebook page as well for you to check out. A little bit later on in the program, we're going to be talking about Democratic candidate for governor Mark Schauer. He sat down and discussed education. And we'll go over some of what he had to say and take your phone calls on it as well. That's a little bit later on in the program. But first, I wanted to get to something that's been bothering me for some time. And this particular subject, I guess it's the kind of thing that you continue to hear about from time to time. They're saying, you know what, there's certain things you've got to do to be able to save the planet from global warming.
Mm-hmm.
A phenomenon that hasn't been happening for several years. But here's some of the things that they want you to do. They want to have more taxpayer subsidies for expensive, inefficient, renewable energy. Well, there's a good idea. Inefficient energy sources. Let's fund those. Believe it or not, more nuclear power. They're saying nuclear power. There's going to be some people on the left not liking that one.
As long as it doesn't blow up, I'm okay with nuclear power.
There you go. The abandonment of fossil fuels. That one's going to be a tough one. Because what do you pump into your gas tank? There you go.
We're all going to have to get electric cars, I mean, for something like that. Hydrogen cars, something along those lines.
I'm not against hydrogen cars, but let's develop them.
I'm not against them either. I think they're great.
Now, they've talked about a single globally regulated price for carbon dioxide. Not sure what that'll do, but there it is. More local government-enforced walking, cycling, and public transportation. So the local government would make you walk to work.
I'd have to start a couple hours early if I'm going to do that.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. Now, we'd all be in incredible shape, you know. How much more popular would the marathons be? Because we'd all be in shape for it, you know.
Yes.
But here's the thing that they say is going to be able to reverse any climate change that we've had: less meat consumption. And digging into that a little bit, because I'm the kind of person that digs into these things, I want to know, what does this mean? Well, less meat consumption. They say the reason why is because cows have emissions. Cows, apparently, they stand out in the field and, well, use your imagination. You know? You just said, and they're saying methane emissions are one of the worst things for the environment, for the planet. You know, so they're saying, you know what, if we eat less meat, there'll be less cows that are produced for meat consumption, for, you know, your hamburgers and steaks and whatever else. I'd say hot dogs, but that's mystery meat. So,
yeah.
That's kind of out of the picture unless you're going all beef there. But they're saying that flatulent cows are one of the worst things for the planet. Now, here's the thing. If we take this to its logical conclusion, flatulent cows are a problem, so we need to give up eating meat. If we're going to do that, we got a problem. You and I, particularly, and if you eat steaks, and I know this will be shocking to you, but you know, if you eat steaks, if you eat burgers, that kind of thing, you're going to need to come up with another source of protein. You just will. I mean, you need good protein to be able to get through the day. Michael will agree with me on this.
Absolutely. I mean, I need the protein. Since I'm a runner, I need that protein to help repair my muscles.
There you
because
go.
My muscles are going to break down.
There you go. Now, I ask you this question. And for anybody listening, just think about this with me, okay? What better source of protein out there is there than beans? And if we take this, logical conclusion, okay, we cut out meat in our diets, more beans, okay, you've just replaced the protein, but now we have a new problem. Because no longer will we be dealing with flatulent cows, we'll be dealing with flatulent people. And I'm thinking to myself, all right, if methane emissions from cows are a problem, would not methane emissions from people also be a problem?
I would definitely agree that they would be a problem.
You know, so I'm thinking that this whole idea of save the planet by not eating beef would actually screw things up even more because people would be out there eating beans. I mean, because you need protein. You need it. What else are you going to get protein from? You know, what, maybe pasta, I suppose. I don't know. But, you know, and if you decide, well, we'll go with some others, you know, what about broccoli? All right, you got another problem there, you know. So that this is one of these things that when they say, well, eat less meat, that's going to cause this global warming thing, this whole climate change thing to just, I mean, it'll reverse itself because you're eating less meat. Well, if methane emissions are the problem, then I think we're going to have more of a problem if that happens. That's just my theory on the whole thing. Now, I'd love to get your angle on this as well. 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or 80373. You can text us your comments and let us know what you think about this. I don't even know how to put this. This rather unusual problem.
Yes.
You know, and the interesting thing about this, if you look into this, and this happened more recently because the Obama administration came out, this was late last month, in a fact sheet, they wanted to adopt cost-effective technology to reduce dairy sector greenhouse gas emissions by a quarter within the next 6 years. They basically want to take care of cow farts. I mean, that's what we're talking about here, you know. Now, to top all of this off, methane emissions in the atmosphere have been down since the early 1990s. So they're saying, all right, less beef, so there'd be less methane in the air. But guess what? There already is less methane in the air. And the other part about this, a UN report admitted that, you know what, this report linking livestock to global warming exaggerated the impact of eating meat on climate change. That was a story. This was in the Telegraph, and that appeared 4 years ago. 4 years ago they were talking about that, going, you know what? No, that's been debunked. But here we are. Here we are just recently. Just yesterday this came out, saying that, you know what? We need to eat less meat. Methane emissions, you know, it's a problem. It's a problem. Apparently it isn't, but they want you to believe that it is.
Yeah, so if it's been debunked, why are we even talking about it?
Well, and that's the question I've had all along. You know, when they talk about this and say, well, you know what, we all need to be vegetarians. Well, you know, I'm sure that's a healthy lifestyle, and I won't take anything away from you if you choose to eat vegetarian, vegan, whatever it is, whatever your choice. That's fine. I intend on having a burger every now and again, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to have steaks and, you know, pepperoni on my pizza. I'll go to McDonald's.
Wait a minute. You eat steaks? What are we paying you around here? Wow. I don't even eat steaks.
Oh, boy. Look what I've caused now.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Okay. Check on. Okay. All right. We got it up there. But here's the thing. You know, I don't think this is as big of an issue as they've talked. Oh, let's look at this. Cows have been around for how many years before now? And we've been eating beef since what? The Middle Ages? I don't know. It's been a good long time. The cows have been around, and we've been having meat from cows, mm-hmm, and enjoying beef, enjoying steaks, burgers, that kind of thing. If that's the case, cows have been around emitting methane gas into the environment for an awful long time, which would indicate, that based on the fact that we've been eating beef since heaven only knows when, that we should have had a much warmer planet by now, because cows have been around letting loose. You know, cows don't care. They're just going to do it whenever. But
yeah.
But it would lead you to believe that if that is such a problem with climate change, with global warming, that we would have a much worse situation right now than what we actually have. And the other part of it is this. Global warming hasn't been happening for 17 years. Projections indicate it's not going to happen again until 2030. Well, it's the climate change. That's what it is. okay, pretty convenient all the way around that there is a problem with climate change when it's suddenly it's not warming anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you're basically saying anytime the climate changes, it's our fault. Never mind, we've had weather for, you know,
since the beginning of the time.
Since the dawn of time.
Yes.
We've had weather, and temperatures go up, temperatures go down. We have a warm period, we have an ice age. And they've said that the time that we were in before was kind of a miniature ice age, and that we're not so much in that now. But things have paused, too. Could it be possible that we don't have any idea what we're doing in this particular field? Could it also be possible that we are wasting time and money studying the flatulence of cows? I don't know, but I'm thinking there might be something to that. Because if they debunk in one report, yeah, it really doesn't have as big of an impact as we said. Yeah, it's really not that big a deal. But then they turn around 4 years later and say, it's a big deal. Guys, get it together. That's all I'm saying here. Get it together. But it's one of those things, you know, the report says it, so we've got to believe it, even though the report 4 years ago, well, oops. Psst, but don't tell anybody. That's basically what you get. I don't know. I mean, that's just, I'd love to get your thoughts. 382-4280, 877-382-4280. What do you think? Do you agree with me that if you were to eliminate beef, that you would look for that alternate source of protein and there might be a problem? And there might be a global warming problem. I don't know. I kind of think there would be. But I'd love to get your opinion on it. Also, 80373, if you would like to text us and let us know what you think about it. We'd love to hear from you. Now, we're going to be doing a break here shortly. I have to ask, are you ready?
I am prepared.
You are prepared. All right, you know what we're going to do right now? A special edition. Because I've got Tiger tickets burning a hole in my pocket, I need to get them out of here. I can't go to the game. I got to be here. It's just, and Michael can't go to the game because I won't let him.
And I'll be here too anyway.
There you go. So for this particular game, it is the Tigers and Indians. It is tomorrow, looking at a 1:08 first pitch. So it's an afternoon game. I've got two tickets for it. And I'd love to give them to the first person that calls, but, you know, Michael doesn't make it that easy on me. He wants to be able to have a little fun with you. So here it is, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. And all you have to do is answer the dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia that Michael has come up with for this special occasion.
Yes. And before I tell the question, I just want to let the listeners know Justin Verlander will be on the mound tomorrow for the Tigers.
Oh, there you go. Okay. All right.
All right. Now,
something to look forward to.
Yes. And now here's the question. Who has hit the most lifetime home runs as a Tiger?
Most lifetime home runs as a Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Give us a call. Answer that trivia question. We'll give you a couple of tickets for tomorrow's game. They can be yours. You are going to have to pick them up pretty quick, though, so make sure you're ready to do that, too. We'll have the winner and the winning answer for you as we continue ahead with the program. Plus, we're going to be talking about this rather unusually windy dilemma as we continue the program. It's at 49 degrees right now at Kalamazoo, 328, Jeremy Lawrence Show, 590 WKZO. Well, before we headed into the break, we gave away a couple of tickets to tomorrow's Tiger game.
Yes.
And as I understand it, we have a winner.
Yes, we do.
All right. Care to share? And is his name Michael Loudon?
No, unfortunately, it's not. I did come up with the answer, so I did know it.
Yeah, but sadly, you're not eligible to win.
No.
Besides, you got to be here. I'm making you.
Yes. the winner was Scott Burton from Marshall.
Okay. All right. So Scott gets to go to the game tomorrow. Scott, we'll try not to mention this in case you have to call in sick, okay? So, Scott, no, he's not going to the game at all, is he? Not at all. Scott, I'm looking out for you. I really am. Now, Scott came up with the correct answer to your trivia question, which was?
The correct answer was Al Kaline.
Al Kaline.
The Tiger Great hit 399 home runs as a Tiger.
Okay. All right. So because he knew that, he gets to go to the game. Not a bad deal.
Lucky guy.
You know, and it's one of those things. It's just one of those happenstance things where they said, hey, we got these. You want to give them away? Yeah, sure. Why not? Sadly, I can't go to the game myself. So they want me to be around for some reason. I don't know.
I mean, if you could go, would you take me?
Would I take you? No, I'm sorry.
Oh, dang it.
And it's not that I don't like Michael. I like him, but, you know, there's other people I'd take to the game. So
understandable.
You know, people that are related to me. I have a feeling they probably would want to go. So
they'd probably be angry if you didn't take one
probably.
Of them.
You didn't take me? Come on! So, Scott, you get to go in our place, and you get to take somebody with you. So it's not a bad deal, really.
No.
So we get to do that. It's one of those unusual things, but it happens from time to time. People will come up and say, I have tickets. Now, if you missed out on our Tigers tickets and you still like to win things, and who doesn't? A little bit later on in the program, yeah, it's not the Tigers, it's the Bears. No, not the Chicago Bears, real Bears from Alaska. The Disney documentary that they're putting out, coming out this weekend, I believe, is the opening of that in Portage at Celebration Crossroads. They're going to have Bears. We have four tickets for it. We'll give away later in the program. We will also continue to discuss this dilemma. Should we have to give up meat to save the planet? It's a rather windy discussion. We'll discuss that a little bit later as well, so you make sure you keep it tuned right here. -49 degrees in Kalamazoo, 339. 590 WKZO, Jeremy Lawrence here with you, continuing on through your afternoon together. Coming up in just a minute or so, we are scheduled to speak with Bob Larson. And what a great conversation it will be, because here's the thing. We talked to him yesterday, and I know that we had some concerns about the cold weather, because we were getting, what was it, two or whatever it was yesterday. Well, it wasn't that cold. It felt that cold, but... And he said, you know what? We're done with the cold stuff. We're done with the snow until at least October, he said.
And he's right.
And I'm hoping he's right. I really am. So we're going to check in with him and see just exactly what we're looking at, whether it's going to I'm hearing it's supposed to hit 60, but I want to hear from him definitively on this. Because, you know, I mean, we all hit, 72, and we were all just absolutely at to a man, everybody went outside.
Yes.
And what a shock, because we've all got cabin fever like nobody's business. But really, 60s is what we need to be aiming for this time of year. So, will we get there again? That is the big... I'd say it's a $25,000 question, but nobody has $25,000 to give, Bob, so we're going to have to ask it for free, I guess.
It's the $100 question.
The $100... You got $100 burning a hole in your pocket over there?
No, I was just thinking, you know, who wants to be millionaires? The first question we're probably going to ask him.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, we'll check in with Bob here shortly. Also, a little bit later, we'll get into this. And if you're just joining us, UN report. This was on climate change and you know, says things are horrible and the whole bit. It's the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and their report. And we're going to be talking about some of the things that they said that we need to do and we need to give up. So we'll talk about that here a little bit later. But right now, we're going to be talking with a guy that we don't want to give up, because I think he's got some good news for us. We're talking about Bob Larson.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, Bob. Now, you had said yesterday, and I intend on quoting you here, Bob, you said we were done with the cold stuff and we're done with the snow and that kind of thing. It looks like your prediction is holding out here.
Well, at least for the next few days, right? Sounds like he's backing into a corner. No.
I say that? No, I didn't say that.
No, that's
not
important.
At all.
It's important to note. Certainly, it's not over the next. As a matter of fact, it's not over the next several days. And although spring is always a collection of ups and downs, the next time we would have any sort of downswing in the temperature department of any significance is a long way down the road. And by the time that happens, we're talking about the end of April. And by that point in time, there's a limit as to how cold it can get, and be it late April or early May. So that is what I base my conjecture on.
Okay. All right. Well, if you could conject a little for us about what's happening in the next couple of days, that'd be great.
Well, we certainly started to warm up a little bit today, being a relative thing. Temperature-wise, still cold by mid-April standards, but at least it's better than it had been. And we've got a chilly night tonight. It will not be as cold as last night. It will not be as cold as two nights ago when it snowed. Lower 30s for the most part. Some of the outlying areas will dip just below freezing. But tomorrow, it gets warmer again. And even though cloud cover increases, and it might be pretty much as cloudy by the end of the day, I think we still make it to 60 or above tomorrow afternoon.
Uh-huh. Okay. See, now that was the question I was going to ask you, if we were going to make it to 60, because I remember you're saying that that's kind of where we really ought to be at this particular point in time.
Right. So that's not a stretch to get it to 60. That's pretty much just average. So I think we get there tomorrow. A little bump in the road weather-wise comes tomorrow night and Friday in the form of rain, but that's rain, not snow. Mm-hmm. Lows tomorrow night in the 40s, high Friday. With the rain, it'll be a little cooler, mid-50s. At this point, it looks as though the Easter weekend will be fine. I think it's dry both Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, partly sunny, probably similar temperatures to Friday, middle or upper 50s. But Sunday looks warmer, even though cloud cover increases again. We very well could be between 65 and 70 Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Another one of those interesting days.
You guys did that so well. Mm.
We practiced this.
Yes.
We sit for half an hour and practice that, you know. So it sounds like, you know, and I've remembered previous years, it seems like Easter, no matter when it happens, usually ends up being the coldest day of the year. So
it seems like that, doesn't
for some reason. I don't know what it is. But
it's late this year, so you would think that would say no. But, at this point it does look warmer.
Yeah, which was my point exactly. So
Not as warm as what we'd seen last weekend, but, boy, a lot warmer than now.
Hey, you know what? We'll take it. Whatever. So as we're talking about all of this, to boil this down into a word, how would you do it, Bob?
The word is progress. We seem to be making progress weather-wise. It has started with today, albeit slowly, and the progress continues over the next few days.
You know, it's quick enough progress. I'm probably going to be going on a run sometime before the end of the day. I have a feeling. So.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
So Michael's nodding up and down. I have a feeling he probably was out this morning when it was 20. But
yes, I was out there running this morning.
Okay.
I mean, he's kind of nutty that way. He'll go out when it's cold still. People like me.
But at least it wasn't windy this morning all that
there
much.
You go.
Not too bad.
Mm. He just came in with most extremities unfrozen, I think.
Yes.
So, you know.
Thank goodness.
But, all right, well, sounds like some promising stuff as we head towards the weekend, Bob.
Yeah, very good. And, again, we'll just have to deal with a little bit of rain tomorrow night and into Friday. But all in all, the trend is looking up.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome.
All right, Bob Larson with AccuWeather there. And as we continue ahead with the program, we're going to continue to talk about windy conditions, but a different kind of wind. I don't know if you're going to like these ill winds or not. They involve methane emissions and giving up beef.
Stinky winds.
Ugh, I don't know. We'll talk about it a little bit further as we continue along. You know, Bob said our highs were approaching 50. Well, it is 50 right now in Kalamazoo. So a little bit better out there. Little sun, little clouds. Oh, we can handle this. This is okay. This is spring compared to, yeah, we all remember January. So let's not even talk about that.
And February and March.
And now it's April. Okay, it's a little nicer. So we can handle this. I think it'll be all right. But earlier in the program, we talked about this. This was a report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And there were recommendations made from the Working Group 3 of the Fifth Assessment Report of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. They said there were things that need to be done to be able to take care of climate change, global warming, whatever you could call it. I mean, they always call it the same thing, but that's basically it. They talk about more regulation. They talk about taxpayer subsidies for expensive, inefficient, renewable energy. Nuclear power, that one's kind of interesting. Stopping using fossil fuels. More government-enforced walking, cycling, and public transportation. They're also talking about redistributing wealth from the West to developing countries. And the other thing they talk about is less meat consumption. And the reason why they talk about less meat consumption is they're figuring, you know what? If you don't eat as much meat, then we won't have as many cows in the field that are causing problems. You say, what in the world problems do cows cause when they're standing in a field? Well, this is according to studies, and you know what? We spend a lot of government money on studies like this. Cows stand out in the field and make methane emissions. Yes, that's right. Cow flatulence is causing a problem with the environment. Say methane emissions are one of the worst things out there to make things warm up. So my theory earlier, and I shared this earlier if you were listening, but if you missed it earlier, my theory is this. If we're supposed to give up beef, we've got to look for an alternative source of protein because there's a lot of protein in beef. What better source of protein is there than any of the various kinds of beans that are out there? And with that, you have a new problem. Instead of cow flatulence, you've got another kind that you've got to deal with.
People.
There you go. See? So I think this is a problem that there's got to be a different solution to other than giving up beef. Besides, I like steaks.
Yeah. You know, me too.
When I get them. Michael eats them all the time, apparently, but I don't. But I do like a burger occasionally. Besides, those are cheaper anyway. But if you'd like to come up with some solutions with me to this, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, and let us know. Also, you can text us, 80373, and you can text us, as some people have been doing, about various things. I don't know. I can't make heads or tail of the texts we've got so far, but
yeah.
We've gotten some interesting ones anyway. But we'd also like to take your calls as well. We're going to do that right now. Tom is on the line in Ross Center. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the program.
Hi, guys. The first thing is, you know, the bison, you know, back to, you know, before they slaughtered them,
mm-hmm.
there was two different herds, you know, the Great Southern Herd and the Northern Herd.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've read what the figures are, you know, how many animals, you know, were in those herds, and they were, you know, if I remember correctly, something in the millions. But
oh, yeah, there was a ton of them.
But, you know, a lot of them. And, but of course, you know, I guess back then maybe there, you know, there wasn't so many people or anything, and maybe the, you know, maybe the environment absorbed that. I don't know.
Could be. But, I don't know.
But the other, you know, the other comment that I have, I have never really seen it too much here in Michigan, but I used to go to South Dakota
mm-hmm.
to hunt. And when you get out into that area, you know, into the, you know, I guess what they call it, the High Plains or whatever, but, you know, you go along the roads, the highways, and there are enormous feedlots.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I really can't say, you know, how many animals are in them. You know, how do you count them when you're just driving down the highway?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But boy, oh boy, you know, it's got to be a big cloud off of that. But I kind of had a giggle, too, when you were saying, you know, about what all the people, because I tend to have gas pretty good. So.
Okay.
So, all right, that's just, you know, I just kind of wanted to make them a couple of comments. So.
All right. Well, Tom, I appreciate you admitting that on the air for everybody. That's great. Thanks for calling in.
Talk to you some other time.
All right. But, you know, I think Tom made an interesting point in a roundabout way that there were an awful lot of buffalo back before the Industrial Revolution. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't that have been a problem? Because they're similar, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe they're not quite as gassy as cows, I guess. I don't know. I don't even understand why it's a problem. But apparently it is that methane emissions from cows are causing extreme problems with global warming, even though it hasn't been warming for 17 years, mm-hmm. and it's not going to warm again until 2030. But you know what? Why let the facts get in the way of a good argument? Why?
I don't know why.
Let's head to the phones again. Chris is on the line, standing by in Richland. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. Yeah, from what I understand, termites produce more methane than cows.
Oh, okay.
So you know, if right now there's a bunch of methane sequestered, they say, up in the tundra, mm-hmm. and you know how did it get there? You know, methane is a byproduct of things that are breaking down.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just caused by the digestive tract of humans eating beans or cows eating grass or corn.
You would think it with all these articles that are being written about, you know, climate change, but sure.
It could only be beef-eating people that could be causing this.
Apparently.
So we need to get rid of the beef-eating people and don't replace them with bean-eating people. No,
Chris, you know what I'm saying, though? I mean, we'd need a source of protein if we didn't have beef in our lives.
Yeah, and I don't think you threw out broccoli, but I don't think broccoli does produce methane.
Yes, it does, which is another problem.
Yes, but I don't think it would replace the protein. No, it all comes down to negative growth, you know, negative population growth mm-hmm. is the only thing that's going to solve this problem, according to people like Attenborough and, you know, all the people who are brave enough to say what they are thinking. You know, mm-hmm. it always comes down to we got too many people, we need to get rid of a lot of them. And only by doing that can we put the earth back in balance, even though, you know, back when the dinosaurs were around, I'm pretty sure they were pretty heavy producers of methane back in the day.
The world was a lot warmer. Yeah. I don't know. And I guess I got to kind of wonder about this. It's like, even though methane emissions have been down as a whole since 1990, methane content in the atmosphere is down. Apparently, this is still an issue for some reason.
Yeah.
So
I think you said it best when you said, I don't think we really know. And that's always been my point. I mean, they go back and forth and, you know, whether it was the hole in the ozone or whether it was coffee causes heart attacks or mm-hmm. you know, we always come back to, you know, we don't really know. And so, you know, the people who advocate these radical changes in what we do, you know, never take it in the balance of you don't really know. You're telling me this, you're telling me that methane is a problem, but then, you know, everything else you say says that methane isn't a problem because, you know, methane's down, I guess. Mm-hmm. As you just said.
Sure.
So how is this, you know, solving a problem? And not having, you know, I hear arguments all the time that it's the earth is warmer now than it's ever been. But, you know, the other reports say it hasn't warmed in 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the figures I've got are 17 years as well. So it's been even longer than that. But, you know, that's just what you get from them. Chris, I got to run. I've got another phone call that we need to get to. But thanks for your call today. I appreciate that. All right. And we move on from Chris to Roger in Mendon. Hi, Roger. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Jeremy. How you doing?
Doing well.
I just had a quick question. You've been talking about the report and talk about methane. Does the report actually say that the reason to not eat as much beef was the methane?
Well,
Go ahead. It's because, from what I've heard, beef takes a lot more just raw energy to produce than if you were to eat, you know, just the grains that the beef eats. And so that would be a big, huge increase in the CO2 that you would produce from that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the one thing that has come up, and I'd have to go combing through the report page by page to see exactly what they say, but one of the things they talk about is meat consumption, and it continually has been brought up, this idea that methane is the problem. So, that's all I know. I kind of think the whole idea is silly, really, but...
I mean, if you're going to say, well, let's eat less beef, well, why don't we just, kill all kinds of animals because they produce methane, or kill people because they produce methane?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's every animal, as far as I know, does that at some point or another.
Yep.
But nevertheless, it's an issue and something apparently we've got to solve, even though methane is down in the atmosphere versus what it was in the 90s. Well, Roger, I appreciate the call today. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Bye.
So, is it or isn't it a problem? You hear all this stuff, and, the intergovernmental panel was saying, well, warming is, this is the same panel that says, oh, warming is going to cause this problem and that problem and that problem, and then we're going to have, plants are going to die, and there's a part of me going, well, wait a minute, don't plants breathe CO2?
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't that be good? There would be more of it, and... So more plants would develop.
And they would give us oxygen.
There'd be more oxygen, and that would be healthy. And see, now there's the thing. I'm using common sense, and I have to stop doing that if I read these articles. That's all there is to it.
We're using logic.
I really must stop doing that. We're going to talk more about education in the next hour. Make sure you're with us.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590. WKZO, Kalamazoo.